Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Trundlebed Tales, the podcast about Laura Ingalls Wilder, historic foodways, one-room schools, and other social history. This is Sarah Utoff, the host and creator of Trundlebed Tales. Find us all around the web under Trundlebed Tales and on your favorite social media platform. If you listen or just have an account on a podcast system, please leave positive feedback because it helps people find the show. And today's episode is actually going to be a combination episode for both October and November Laura Ingalls Wilder events. And I decided to do it this way because it is halfway through October already and I just hadn't gotten it done. So I figured I'd go ahead and do it and then do November's too at the same time. So we'd be getting them done. So we've got quite a bit to do tonight. I would, though, like to briefly apologize because it turns out when you change the password on something, it is helpful to remember what that password is, which is why I didn't do this episode last night when I got back from the reception. I was going to do another one tonight, but they just let me do one a day. So this will be it, but hopefully we'll get another one done this weekend because we're still trying to get back on track. Now, I want to say what is one of the most important Laura things going on this month is, which is a campaign I am calling Tip the Outhouse. Now, the Laura Ingalls Wilder pageant in Walnut Grove, Minnesota, took a big leap of faith going ahead to replace and modernize their bathroom building without having it fully funded. So let's have their back and donate today. It's time to tip the outhouse. Now, tipping the outhouse was a prank people used to do back when Halloween was less about candy and costumes and more about playing mean-spirited tricks. And one of them was to knock over the outhouse building. That's what we took the name from, but we're wanting you to use the pun and donate money to the Walnut Grove pageant. There is a online place on their pageant website for you to donate. I have donated this month, and I really hope you guys will take this as an opportunity to pay money to help them get the debt down because we want to have nice bathrooms. Those of you who've heard my traveling things, I always talk about bathrooms because honestly, when you're traveling, knowing where to find good bathrooms is important. All right. Moving on from that, in October, we really have two Laura Ingalls Wilder events going on. And the first one is a class at the Newbery. Now, if you are not involved with literature and book culture very much, you may not be really aware about this, but the Newbery is a very important, fancy building. And it was originally supposed to be an online class, but there was a problem with how it was set up, so it actually became an in-person class. But starting last Saturday through November 11th, from 1 to 3, every Saturday is going to be holding a class on Laura Ingalls Wilder. This class explores Laura Ingalls Wilder's Little House series in depth from multiple angles, including their settings, authorship and publication, adaptions and translations, and continued legacy. How does the series present American history and American girlhood? What do the books reveal about society, ideology, and America in their historical time? Taught by a dedicated Wilder scholar, this class will examine chronologically Wilder's 8-book series, as well as the works of Wilder's daughter, the author and political theorist, Rose Wilder Lane. The instructor is Dawn Sargella Aries, and do not hold me on getting that name right. I only know her online, and one of the bad things about only knowing people online is you do not know how to pronounce their names. She received a PhD from the University of Cambridge in 2016 and is the current L.M. Montgomery Institute Research Associate for 2022-2023. She specializes in girls' literature and has published on Alcott, Montgomery, Johnston, and Wilder. The other event is a Laura Ingalls Wilder Legacy and Research Association event. They have been adding to the conferences by doing a semi-monthly online class. And on Sunday, October 22nd, at 1 p.m. Central Daylight Time, I'm going to be talking about historic foods and Laura Ingalls Wilder. And I'm going to be talking about sort of how cooking over Laura's lifetime went from being an art to a science. And we're going to talk about some of the concrete things she mentions in the book, and I think it should be really interesting. If you are not a member of the Legacy and Research Association, I believe you can get single tickets for this one event. They were doing that this last spring. I assume they're still doing it now, though honestly, I haven't looked. Okay. And that gets me to November. And I know I said this is for November too. I may end up doing a second one because I actually have a couple of different sessions that I'm going to be presenting. I haven't gotten them on the schedule yet, but I'm going to be doing a series of one-room school programs, the Johnson County Historical Society. I'm going to be doing Packing Up for the Slater Public Library in Slater, Iowa, Friday, November 10th, 2023 at 12 p.m. And I am going to be possibly speaking a couple other places that have reached out to me, but I have not given them a firm date yet. So I'm going to have upcoming things, and this may need to be updated. But to move along, Mansfield, Missouri, the Laura Ingalls Wilder Children's Literature Festival is going to be November 2nd and 3rd, 2023. The fifth annual Laura Ingalls Wilder Children's, or this is the fifth annual Laura Ingalls Wilder Children's Literature Festival. This year's Wilder Medal honoree will be William T. Anderson. And for more information, check out the festival's website. Now, this was a award that came together after the ALA dropped the Wilder Medal, which I could talk about for quite some time, but won't. But I will tell you that this group really has a gorgeous medal. One thing about the ALA medal, Garth Williams designed it, and for reasons I do not understand, he based it on his cover for Little House in the Big Woods, which is sort of the most ugly picture of Laura he drew, I think, anywhere in the series. I don't know why he picked that, but this is a much prettier medal, honestly. I wish they'd do it as a t-shirt. I said that to the people in Mansfield, and they said, well, you wouldn't have real quarters or money on a t-shirt. I totally have a t-shirt with the Iowa State quarter on it, so I think they should do one. But anyway, it's very pretty, and this is going to be their big event. Now, following up on that, Gene Code was a real force within the Memorial Society in Mansfield from the time she got involved in the 1960s till she passed away in 2018. And they have, in her honor, elected, now here, as former director from 1993 to 2018 and board member from 1960 to 2018 of the Laura Ingalls Wilder Home and Museum, we honor her memory and years of service with a discounted ticket price of $10 for all active and retired teachers and librarians. Mrs. Cody had a passion for children, devoting 31 years as a teacher administrator with the Mansfield school system. Eugene C. Code Elementary School Library was named in her honor in 2000. The board of directors have decided to make this an annual event on the Saturday closest to her birthday. That gets us to TV show events. Now, I list on my schedule, I don't list them all. You have to have at least 3 cast members attending or for it to be in a home site town before it makes my list, because I don't want to just list everybody's individual shows. So with that standard in mind, in Mountain Home, Arkansas, on November 18th and 19th, it's going to be the Little House on the Prairie Christmas Prairie Style. The tickets are available on Eventbrite, and so far, scheduled to appear are Karen Grassley, Caroline Ingalls, Charlotte Stewart, Miss Beadle, Wendy Lou Lee, Baby Grace Ingalls, Pamela Roylant, Sarah Carter, and Jennifer Donati. And I have met her in person, so I have no excuse for, I think, mispronouncing her last name, but I'm sorry about that. And she played Baby Rose Wilder. And there are going to be more events scheduled next year for the 50th anniversary of the television show. Now, there has been on the sort of round anniversaries, the 40th, the 45th, the 50th, there has been a series of events, and that's going to happen again this time. And even more so than that, the last year or so, they've gotten involved with a guy who does a lot of scheduling for these kind of more Comic-Con type events. These are all lore specific, just people from the television show, but with that kind of mind frame rather than the traditional mind frame that the home site towns have had. So with that more active go-go spirit, he has been booking a lot more of these events anyway. So that on top of the 50th, I think it's going to be event after event after event. So far, the only ones we know about for sure are Simi Valley in March, which just sounds like it's amazing. Honestly, if you want to do a Laura cast reunion event and you're only planning on doing one in your lifetime, I think the Simi Valley trip may be it, assuming you can get tickets for the bus tour. So it's going to be really impressive. And then the other one is in July. They're going to have the cast reunion there in Walnut Grove, Minnesota, which is always a great time, and I strongly recommend it. But there has been word that's coming out that probably by this weekend they're going to be announcing a couple other events, one of them in Pepin, and I think, I don't remember exactly what it said, but I think they said three more events are going to get added. Just watch them start to pile in. So if you want to do a Laura home or a Laura, a Little House cast reunion, keep an eye out. There will probably be one coming near to you. If there isn't, talk to your local festival or, you know, group that does kind of bigger productions in your vicinity and or a festival or whatever. Talk to them and put them in touch with Jack Bishop, and you may well get your wish that they come to a town near you. Now, I also want to give you a heads up. This is just, this is way too early, but I have a tendency to not find these bookings until they're already passed. So I want to mention Little House on the Prairie, the musical. It's going to be in White Bear Lake, Minnesota, January 26th to February 10th, 2024. And the link, it's the Lakeshore Players that are going to be putting it on. And there is going to be a link, or there is a link on my schedule of events around the country. And I think that's about it. It's been a busy Laura month. In fact, we've had several in a row. So I hope that you've enjoyed catching up on it. I still have to do my report from Mansfield, but there were some tech issues with getting it done on the ground there. And my friend is actually prepping for another trip, so we're not going to do this till she gets back. But I'm looking forward to that one. And I really, really hope that you are going to help us tip the outhouse and donate to the Laura Ingalls Wilder Museum in, or I'm sorry, the Laura Ingalls Wilder Pageant in Walnut Grove, Minnesota this month. And remember to brighten your corner where you are. And that was when my music was supposed to start playing. Here we go.